Last time on Mystery D8.
May any chance this adventure takes us close to Lord Baltho's castle?
I think there's some preparations to be done still before attacking Lord Baltho's castle.
Yeah, so where do we have to go? Where's this forest?
You've got to go to the Bargraviek Forest.
Sorry? Gesundheit.
Probably dead.
Probably dead.
Falls in half and pours goop all over. You find an extremely old figure, hunched over in the woods wearing a blue robe.
Ooh.
Oh, I wrote that poem for nothing.
And you look up to find...
A plant. A good plant.
A podium with cool jewels on it aren't cursed.
Oh no.
Morel mushrooms. Good for stews.
You see 12 cockatrices?
Oh, shit. Wow.
You feel yourself start to turn to stone.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah, they do that. I'm gonna smack the rune. Dang. Welcome to Mystery D8. Is that what you needed?
What? No, that's how the show starts now.
Oh, okay, we're just starting now.
Yeah, this is the show.
You're welcome.
Great. So, what are y'all doing now?
Oh man, there's something I've been dying to do for a while now.
Is it just assassinate all of these goblins in cold blood?
Yes, but my friends won't let me do that.
Please don't.
So instead,
do it later, yeah.
I wake up...
Your real-life friends and your in-game friends both don't want you to do it.
I don't think I have any real-life friends.
Womp womp.
Oh, but...
I wake up, and, you know, there's just been something nagging at the back of Gimbal's mind, and it's this gosh darn red ring of his. And so I would like to see if I can figure out what that ring is, Sam. What kind of check do I have to give you?
Arcana.
And so when this fails, do I have somebody here who can turn one of those failures into a success?
Oh, hello.
Okay, great. So let's fail this test real quick.
You can do it.
Oh, shit, nat 20.
Oh, there you go.
What?
See?
God damn it.
Now I can use the book for something dumb.
Thank God, I don't have to make up another weird story.
Yeah, I wanted you to have to make up another weird story.
Well, just tell me what this ring does.
Really want to find out what happened with those mermaids.
I mean, it was all about... It's going to be about James again. Because he's my guy.
Yeah, so you definitely knew that being... mean did something.
Sure.
And you've figured out that while you're actively being mean to people, so that's friends, allies, or strangers, you have damage resistance to fire-type damage and immunity to what I've called hot weather effects.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you were in a volcano, which you were earlier...
This might have been a little more useful.
A little bit. But also, there was a mechanic that I was going to have for you to just, like, constantly take damage when you were in the hot zone.
Right.
But I nixed it because you guys were not
getting
doing so well.
Getting our asses kicked.
I really appreciate that.
Well,
the good old days
us,
when you guys got your asses
some
kicked.
Some of us getting our asses kicked. I was fine.
Resistance to fire and what was it?
Immunity to hot weather effects. So if you end up in a desert or something, and your friends might be woozily, but if you call them assholes for feeling woozily, then you won't feel woozily.
Okay.
But then we'll feel woozily and sad.
Yeah,
it's a trade-off.
All right.
Well, great. I got that out of the way. And then, do you guys have anything you want to do? Because I'm just going to go shopping.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty good, because we just did a long rest, so just kicking it.
Well, I'm going to keep talking then.
Do it.
Yeah, go shopping.
Sam, I would like to sell 30 of my arrows that I have and buy 19 bolts. Excuse me, not 30, 20 arrows and buy 19 bolts.
I don't understand.
So, I have a short bow and 30 arrows. I would like to keep 10 of those arrows just in case some monkeys come by and steal my light crossbow. But what I really want are crossbow bolts. So, can I sell 20 arrows and buy 19 crossbow bolts?
I think the most confusing part is why isn't it... Do they have a different price? Is one 19/20th the price of the other?
Are you trying to pocket an extra?
Are you trying to turn a one gold profit?
Oh, no. I have 11 crossbow bolts currently. I think it's fair for me to be able to carry 30. Therefore, I'm buying 19.
Okay, sure. So, yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
You just have 31.
I don't like that idea.
Nah, he wouldn't be able to carry it. He'd collapse under the weight. It's like the inverse square
he's got,
if he has 31,
he's got like a very specific bolt case.
He'll collapse.
That's and right. If you have one more than 30,
they'll just
great.
Spill everywhere.
So I did that. And then, how much is a health potion running me these days?
Oof. Health potions around here are a little unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
So, it'll run you 200 gold, and it'll heal D4 health.
Oof.
So you roll a D4 to see how many D4s you roll.
Thanks, exhibit.
Can I get, like, one?
So you could get anywhere from 1 to 16 health back, depending
that's,
on your roll.
No, that's not worth it for me.
For 200 gold yet, I'd rather die than waste 200 gold.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
It's just the plant matter they have here is perhaps corrupted by the evil within the forest.
I mean, it's a seller's market, to be sure.
And then how about, I want to buy some tinkering gear since embers melted last time around.
Oh no, embers.
Yeah, the standard price would be 15, but as Zach said, it's a seller's market, so it's going to be 20.
Okay, that's fine. Give me 100 GP's worth of that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to make...
Seems weird to buy in bulk when the price has increased, but okay.
No, that's what you do, because then you can sell it back at a loss.
Sam,
oh.
You don't know what's going on. I have plans. I got tons of plans.
We're going to go back in time, and we'll sell this to people who haven't invented these things yet. At a
no,
huge
you guys,
profit.
You think so? You think so little of me.
Yeah, sorry, I just thought you were...
So, Tyler, you've told me some of your plans via text, and they still don't make sense in this context.
That's... you. Like, I tell you everything.
They told me I was crazy. Okay, they said it couldn't be done.
Mad, they called me.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Am I supposed to be texting Sam secret plans? Because I have not been
texting. I've just been sending him dick pics.
I come up with wild and wacky ideas, and I run them by him to see if he'll allow it. And then he almost always says no.
Okay.
It's helpful for me to be able to plan a little bit. For one of your ideas, I do have a plan for how to make it work. The other two were a bit much, I think.
Yeah, that's totally fair. And so I would like to reconstitute embers, so presumably this time around it costs me 20 GP's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's it for now, unless you guys want to do anything.
I want to just clap after you finish and tell you you did a good job.
So here's one of the things I was thinking about. I don't know if this is what Sam's talking about or not. So companions, I've been out shopping today. I got some more tinkering stuff. I was wondering... if maybe using those bat wings and some of my tinkering gear, we could construct some sort of single-person hot air balloon to get a better idea of the lay of the land.
I don't know what a hot air balloon is.
So it's basically a balloon, you know,
okay.
Filled with
I think,
hot air.
Yes, but it's like a small, like for a child's party.
Right. It would probably be similar in size to what you're imagining, but make it like
okay.
The world's biggest birthday balloon, but full of hot air.
Oh.
And by world's biggest, okay. I mean 10 square feet of maximum surface area. I actually don't know how big
sure.
of a balloon that gets us. Tyler, do you want to do the calculations on what kind of sphere we can make out of 10 square feet of material?
I don't
know. How many hours do we have?
Yeah, seriously, I'm the worst at math.
Sam, do you want to do that math?
I majored in English.
You could get a gimbal-sized hot air balloon together.
Oh, man. You know, I think we could actually, now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more, I think we could only make one like my size. And I was trying to lift me, so I don't think that's going to work unless we run into some more bats.
Well, okay. I mean, I assumed it was going to be you going in that. I'm not going in the thing that we build.
I mean, when God says that it's going to be gimbal size, does that mean that it's big enough to lift gimbal, or it's as big as gimbal and it won't lift gimbal?
God meant the first one.
So that it's big enough to lift
gimbal. It's functionally
gimbal-sized,
yeah.
No.
But that doesn't include a basket nor a hot air source.
Right, so you guys, we need some more bat stuff. If we get some more bat stuff, maybe I could think through this a little more. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll get attacked by a bunch of baskets.
I have some magic scary tree bark. Could I make that into, like, a platform?
You could try.
You know what? I think maybe we should just wait. My idea was a little half-baked, you know?
Yeah, I want to sell most of this to the apothecary anyway, so that's great.
That's fair. Okay, so should we just head back into the forest?
No, well, it's worked so far.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for a limited definition of worked.
Yep, who wants to roll it? I think, Mary, is it your turn?
I think so. I'm ready to go, so let me do this.
Hit a success.
If it's a double zero, is that zero?
100.
So I think it's just. I think it's. What, 100? Yeah. I can't go above 100,
it's
though.
Exactly.
If you 100. Get a double zero and a zero, it's 100. If you get a double zero and a four, it's a four.
It's four.
Oh.
Aha, called it.
Okay.
Okay, as you lurk into the forest, walking by some trees that look familiar, but also all of the trees look familiar.
That's racist.
On a scale of 1 to 15, guess how many wolves you're attacked by.
Is it 15? Probably, is it 15 wolves?
Is it 1?
Yeah, the 15ers have it.
Damn it.
You know, it's hard being right all the time.
I was just trying to price his right it and just go low.
All right.
Do you want to talk to him?
If I had said 1 to 100 wolves, would you have said 100, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be absurd.
I'm not putting much past you at this point.
At that point, you just slap the rune and you just try not to roll that number again. You're like, that's 100 wolves. That's a lot.
I really, unfortunately, I burned two great rolls. My first roll of the day was a nat 20. This time I rolled a 19. So,
are we doing initiative?
It's just gonna be downhill from here. But my initiative is 22.
Give me one sec.
No.
Well, you heard him, Sam. No.
Can you just tell me again in like a minute?
Yeah, I guess I can. For you, I can do anything.
It's romantic.
Romantic.
Little G.
Okay. So there are 15. What's the layout of these?
No, I'm asking you for your initiative.
Oh, you cock!
I told you I was getting their the wolves HP prepped. There are 15 of them.
22.
22. Okay. Well,
you
it probably will be you first.
Twice as much as the wolves HP.
Big G.
3.
Yikes!
Classic Big G fashion.
Farron.
12.
12. Okay. Yeah. So it is little G.
What I like about how Mary rolls is that how her tank is always the last one into battle.
I don't know how to fix this.
Well, you can always hang back with her and let them come to you.
I have been. My most recent moves have been sprinting back as far as I can every turn.
You could also, like, ready your action that when she moves up, you go up and attack.
That's true. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Samuel, where are these wolves? Paint me a picture.
They're split into three sub-packs.
Uh-huh.
There's five directly in front of you, five... like 45 degrees off to the left and five like 45 degrees off to the right.
And their distance from me?
Each set is roughly 20 feet away from you.
Each set is roughly 20 feet from me. Okay. What do I want to do? What I'd like to do, I guess, is move back, just move directly back 25 feet, which is my movement, and then ready my action, which is firing a bow once one of my allies gets within 5 feet of one of these wolves.
That's smart.
And I'm not going to be attacking with fire this time around, just so everybody knows.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Stellar, turn number one. Farron, you're up.
Okay. I would like to stay by Gretchen and just pick a wolf of your choosing and shoot at it with my short bow.
Okay.
That is a 15.
15 hits.
And that is 9 piercing damage.
It lets out a whimper, but it stays on its feet.
Cool, yep.
It's paws, rather. And now it's the wolves. I guess they'll just all go at Farron. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
Does it?
You just shot one of them.
Don't I look scary and big?
Yeah, so you're a harder target.
You gotta get something that draws aggro, like a spell or something.
I think I might
start going first.
Have one of those, but I haven't been prepping it. So I'll look into that.
All right. But you can protect him on at least one of these.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna protect. That's right. Thank you.
And since they're now within 5 feet of them, do I shoot or what?
Yeah. Go ahead and take your shot first.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot at one that not one that Farron hit.
Okay.
I got a 14.
A 14 hits.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm kind of surprised. So 3d6. 13 and 8 is what? 21. 24 piercing damage.
Yeah. I don't really want you to describe this kill because. It'll bum me out too much.
Okay.
Wolves are too similar to dogs, but yes, that's a kill.
Alrighty.
And now, coming at Farron.
Are they coming near me at all? Do I get to do an attack?
On your turn, you can attack.
Never mind. I'm reacting to protect him.
Yeah.
For the record, I can only be targeted by 6 of these wolves if they're each occupying a 5-foot square around me. Because Gretchen...
Only one pack's going, so it's 4 right now.
Right.
You can be attacked by 7.
Gretchen's standing next to me, which I think knocks the one to the right, if you're picturing like a plane... The one that would be on, like, my right face can't attack me anymore because Gretchen's standing next to me.
Right, and you have 8 sides.
Yeah, so it's 1 diagonal, 1 straight ahead, 1 diagonal, that's 3, 1 to the left, 1 diagonal, like southwest, then 1 directly south, and then southeast. But the diagonal, but yeah, I think that's it.
So that's 7.
Yeah.
7.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ah, 7 it is. I have it on a diagram and everything. I said the wrong number. Yeah, 7.
But cool. It's only 4 right now because I killed one of them.
Yeah, as many attacks as they can get, they're gonna get.
Oh, wait, is it every single wolf is attacking him?
As many as can get to him.
Oh,
so
okay.
These
so
7.
Okay, never mind then. Excuse me.
Ooh, man. Okay, so a 7, 2 21s, and 2 22s are the first 5.
Well, I protected one of those. Did you do one of those?
Yeah, that was the 7.
Aw.
So 7, what were the other numbers? They were all over 20? Yeah, those all hit.
Hold on.
That is too bad.
It'll be fine.
Oh no.
It's 30 piercing damage.
Oh god.
And I'm gonna need 4 strength saving throws.
Alright.
I wish my initiative would stop being so bad.
I'm prone for sure.
Okay. Yeah, one of them knocks Farron on his butt. And then 2 more are going to come at Farron. 12.
Nope.
And a 19.
Yep.
Just the one, I imagine?
Correct. Yeah, just the 19.
3 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then 3 are going to come at Gretchen.
Okay.
21.
That hits.
An 8.
Nope.
And an 18.
Nope.
Give me a strength save.
Sure. That is a 23.
You're good. You take 4 piercing damage.
Yoke.
So then the 4 remaining wolves surround Gimble, but they needed to dash to get to you, so they can't attack you this turn.
Nice.
And now we're on Gretchen.
All right. This sucks. Okay.
Start to shack them up.
Start chopping wolves, yeah.
Yeah. If you roll decently, you can get 2 kills this turn.
That's probably the best option. I was going to do some, like, sneaky spell stuff, but they're all kind of spread out in a way that's weird and not helpful, so...
Give him the chop!
I'm going to give him the chop. And chop one. Ooh, that is a 11?
11 is a miss.
Okay, I'm going to try to
that's
chop...
That's not the chop I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, I'm going to try to chop another one. Ooh, okay, that's a 19.
19 hits?
That'll do it. Okay. Ooh, good. That's 12. Slashing
okay.
Damage.
Anything else you want to do?
Probably. Let's see. What do I have in the little messable spell toolkit that I can do as a bonus? But that's an action. Butts. These are all butts. All right. Nothing.
Okay. Gimbal.
Mm-hmm. So I have 4 wolves surrounding me.
Yep.
Can I disengage, move 25 feet to the left, and fire at one of those wolves?
Yes, you may.
Actually, strike that. I'm going to fire at one of the wolves by Farron.
You would have disadvantage on that roll.
Pourquoi?
Well, if you disengage and scooch and then shoot,
yes,
then you're good.
That's what I would want to do.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, go for it.
Okay, great. Because this way I still get my sneak attack. How does a 24 feel?
It feels bad.
Yeah, it does. 15 piercing damage.
Yeah, one of Farron's new buddies goes down.
Oh, I'm the wolf murderer.
Hooray.
Great. Okay, that's the end of my turn.
All you need is 15 turns of combat, and you can just shoot one dead each turn.
Well, you know, I'm thinking eventually, Gretchen will start doing that double damage, and Farron will do some sort of clever spell, I'm sure.
Like, I'm pretty sure that one I hit is going to be in half
yeah.
when it's the wolf turn begins.
Yeah. It certainly will.
I did the most damage I could do with one chop.
There you go.
Next up is Farron.
Yeah. God, I don't want to waste the spell slot yet, but, whatever.
What's up, sleep?
Nah, that's not going to do it quite, and I don't think it's worth wasting a third level spell slot for.
Me neither.
To do it at enough HP.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Alright, this is kind of shitty, but I think I'd like to cast Minor Illusion on myself and make it look like I've fallen down dead.
Well, you're already on the ground.
Perfect, even easier. I'd like to just, like, Minor Illusion, like a spurt of blood that comes out of a wolf bite, and then, like, be kind of going pale.
Is there anything, like, a saving throw to tell that you're being a goofball?
There's an intelligence check to determine if an illusion is an illusion.
Okay, I'm just gonna roll 1 to represent their collective intelligence, which is at a -4.
Great.
Great news.
Ooh, 12? That still doesn't make it, right?
Correct, that does not make it.
Okay.
That was a good move. That was a good move, Farron.
You've bamboozled them.
Should I roll to see if I've been bamboozled?
Actually, yes, please do.
Yeah, you probably should, huh?
I'm just gonna cry.
I don't think I'm bamboozled.
Oh yeah, I got a 3. I'm super bamboozled.
Oh, well, shit, now you have to heal him on your turn, I think.
Oh no.
You don't have to do that.
I'm gonna yell out, I just don't think Gimbal would be that fooled. So I'm gonna yell out, Gretchen, don't worry about it.
Buddy's dead!
Gretchen, don't worry about it. No, that's your own voice. Gretchen, don't
worry
about
it. That's Louis Armstrong.
There you go.
Wait, that was Louis Armstrong. Let's go back to that.
I see. I mean, realistically, Farron, you could just say, I'm not really dying, this is an illusion, and then cast it. They're wolves.
Look, that would ruin the performance, okay? I'm like the Daniel Day-Lewis of this combat.
Well, but you could go, I'm not really dying, it's an illusion.
Look, but then, you know, that ruins the Disney magic.
That's not
it makes it a lot harder for Gretchen to, like, go into a righteous rage to avenge her friend. Although, I mean, he's died a lot, and she doesn't really care as much before, so I don't know.
True.
Who knows?
Just slice them wolves up.
Gonna slice these pups.
Well, I guess first resist the 8 attacks that you're gonna get.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
Well, first, as predicted, the one goes halvesies.
Hooray!
So now we're down to 12 wolves.
Right.
The ones surrounding the two of you together, as many as can, are gonna condense around you, Gretchen.
Cool, cool, cool.
So I'm gonna roll 7 attacks.
Bring them to me.
8?
Nope.
Crit?
Sure.
17?
Puny. Nope.
Puny dog.
23?
Oh. Yep, that one less puny.
10?
Nope.
10?
Nope.
And 15?
Nope.
Hey, altogether not bad.
Not bad. Was that 3? 2? 3?
I think it was 2.
I think just 2, 1 critted though.
It was 1 reg, 1 crit.
Yeah.
So that's 11 piercing in total.
Okay, and 2 strength checks?
2 strength checks.
Alrighty.
So they're actually saving throws, which kind of matters.
Okay, so 16?
Yep.
And 17.
Still good.
Alright, that's kind of my bag, doing a strength check. It's the only thing I have. Or a strength saving throw.
So now, Gimbal, your fan club's going to follow you to your new zone.
Bummer.
22?
Yeah.
15?
Yes.
23 and 22.
Well, okay. Let me know the numbers as they come, because I'm going to have one of them.
Gretchen, you should be casting that spell you have that gives people higher AC.
I didn't prep that one.
Seems like one of the more useful ones.
I know. I'm realizing that.
Your first one's an 8.
I'm extremely aware of that, Zach.
I'll have that.
I feel like an asshole.
Yes. 10% harder to hit.
Don't worry, I'm the asshole here. The next one's also an 8.
Okay.
Then a 5. Then a 6.
So what's that in total? 23?
And I need 4 strength saving throws from you.
Good old -1 here. I'm on the back.
Okay. And now it's your turn.
It's my turn?
Isn't it? Oh no, sorry, I skipped Gretchen.
My turn?
Go ahead, Gretchen.
Hello.
Do it.
So how many wolves are on me?
8.
Okay. I'm gonna do some spells. So.
Hey, wait, hold on, question.
Okay.
Who has the rune?
I do.
Okay.
That's smart then. You can just lie on your back and wait for them to both go down and then be like, out of here.
That's true, I can do that. Is your spell going to kill 2 wolves? Because you're attacking this turn will kill 2 wolves if you hit. And their AC is really low.
Well.
That's the truth.
I can do an AoE to some damage to lots of wolves.
How much is some?
2d10 okay. Radiant damage if they fail their save. Although it's only, let's just metagame for a sec. It's only a 5-foot radius. That's probably not all the wolves.
If so you center all the ones on yourself, you'll get the 8 wolves, yourself, and also Farron.
Would I get Farron? I feel like the wolves are between me and Farron, aren't they?
I'm lying right next to you.
He was standing right next to you. One of them is just standing over him.
Aww.
Sam, we can't occupy the same space on the game board.
You can if you're prone.
Is that true?
I mean, a game board is just, like, a way to visually represent what's happening in the game.
Or is what we're talking about, where we're imagining a way to visually represent what's happening on the game board.
Boo.
I'm just saying, it would be pretty easy for barley to stand over you if you were dead. And these are bigger than barley.
That's true, he would too.
He would lick you because he wouldn't know what was going on because he's an idiot.
Spank that rune and peace out of here.
What's the save? What's the attribute they're saving on?
Constitution.
2d10.
You do half damage on a failsave.
So between you're doing on average either 5 or 10 damage?
Yeah.
It might kill you, Farron.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Should I just chop him? I can just chop him.
Because the thing is, in 2 turns, that could reasonably do it. Like, at least for the wolves around you, depending on how you roll. That's 2d10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not terrible.
I don't want to kill you.
What's your spell?
My spell save?
Yeah.
13.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, I'm not the best spell person. All right, I'm just going to chop him, I think. That's why it's taking so long. All right, I'm going to attack one. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Damn.
Burr, 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 burr. That means he gets wrecked. Bonus damage die. So that's 3, right?
Yeah, don't bother.
Just assume that wolf is dead.
Okay, that one's wrecked. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Then I'm going to attack a different one. Ooh, that is a 9.
Come
dang
on.
It.
Yikes.
I know. The plus 7 attack bonus doesn't do a lot when you roll 2s.
Yeah, it's true.
And now we're on Gimbal.
But
can I do the same thing Farron did?
Sure, but I'm going to have them roll that int check again.
That'd be fun. But they don't do it with advantage, right?
No.
Okay, then go for it.
Okay, so before I do this,
uh-huh.
I just want you to think. Only 8 of them can attack Gretchen each time.
Sure.
That's her surrounded on all sides.
So are you saying they're just going to eat my body?
I'm saying think about what a wolf would do in that circumstance.
Start humping another wolf.
So you're telling me it's going to eat my body. Okay, fine.
I'm telling you there's a chance it'll eat your body.
All right, fine,
I will roll to see if it eats your body.
Fine, that's fair, that's fair, that's fair.
Oh my god. Then why aren't the wolves eating Farron's body if they think he's dead?
Well, because they can still be attacking. But if Farron were down, or if Gimbal were down too, then they would have nothing better to do than just start grazing.
They could hump each other, like that's what Zach said.
No, I'm going to... Can I cast a cantrip while I'm prone?
For sure.
But probably you'll have disadvantage on. I don't know what cantrip you're talking about.
Poison spray.
Is that a save one or an attack roll?
Constitution saving throw.
Then, yeah, you can do that.
What's up, Zach?
All right. Now you're good.
What's up, Zach?
Isn't that like a 1d6?
No, it's better poison than my rapier without its, whatchamacallit. Poison spray is a 1d12. My rapier is 1d8, so...
I guess I'm just not sure why you wouldn't do the same thing you did last turn.
Because I'm prone.
But you can disengage as a bonus action. And you can't run away from the wolves anyway. So like the net thing is you get up, you use half your movement.
Oh,
you
okay.
You disengage. You move 12 feet. You're still one turn away. Like the wolves can still catch you even if you're 25 feet away. So you might as well just move the 12 feet, shoot one of the ones around Gretchen to get your
damage. Oh, okay. I didn't understand that I could do that. I would like to
standing up uses half your movement. Yeah.
Yeah, let me do that, please. I thought standing up used all my movement. 23.
Yes.
15 piercing damage.
Nice.
Goes down.
Good kill.
I'm going to go down next round.
When can I change which spells I have prepared? Is that a long rest thing?
That's a long rest thing.
Don't worry, okay. We're going to be doing that immediately after.
Don't worry, I'll fix it. I'll fix my shields.
Don't worry about it. It's coming up.
What did you prep today? What are your prep spells? What did you bring out with us?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't think it's a very good kit based on the fact that I've used none of them.
I'm just curious, yeah, what the spells are.
I prepped a lot of like healing things. So I have just like basic cure wounds, and then I have aid, which gives everyone +5 HP. I have lesser restoration, which would fix you if you were like poisoned or paralyzed, but not if mm-hmm. you're dead. And then I prepped locate objects. We needed it that one time.
That's not terrible.
That's actually not too bad.
I just haven't used them at all.
Yeah,
I think it's too much resto. I think
it's too much resto.
You
and
need
not
to diversify
buff.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the buffs, like the +2 AC, like that saves a lot more damage than a healing 1d8 is going to.
Oh, for sure.
And you also have your healing pool.
Yeah, so maybe I'll stop doing just normal cure wounds and switch that later.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
Oh, it's all good. I don't blame you.
I blame you a little bit, but I'm not going to dwell on it.
I didn't know. I can stand up, so, you know, it's cool.
Do I have the power to do
right,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stubby little legs.
It's so fine. We're on Farron now. I don't know if you want to do anything.
Let's see. All right, so I'm using concentration right now to pretend to be dead. I guess...
Minor Illusion doesn't have concentration.
Does it not?
He's just concentrating really hard on pretending to be dead.
I'm concentrating on my acting.
Oh, okay. Thespianism okay, right. Yeah, does have concentration.
It just lasts a minute. That's real nice. So I'm not going to, like, move, obviously, but I think I'm going to... Let's see. Ah, man. I'm going to cast... Actually, you know, I feel like if I'm, like, making noise, they're going to hear me.
Yeah, if you cast a spell and, like, it's like a wiggle your hands and mumble under your breath, they're going to have a perception check to notice that you're still up.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I would argue they would have disadvantage on that since I've been chopping them in the face and maybe they're a little distracted.
And I think the fact that there's a shitload of them balances that out.
Mm, okay. So maybe the one that's sitting on him.
What I'll do then, I guess, is if Gimbal, like, goes down... I would like to cast... So when Gimbal goes down...
Yeah, when is actually the right thing to say.
So if Gimbal goes down this turn, I would like to cast Shatter in whatever 10-foot radius would get me the most wolves affected.
That would probably be...
Without hurting an ally.
Also get Gretchen. Is that
I'll take
something
it.
You're okay with?
Give it to me.
It's going to be a con save.
Not that kind of podcast.
Maybe later.
Okay, yeah, then I will do that, like, a shatter centered on, like, 5 feet away from, like, skewed from Gretchen so that it doesn't hit me.
What's the radius on it again?
10 feet.
Okay, so then you would get 4 wolves and Gretchen. Oh, I guess you could get 4 wolves and Gimbal's lifeless body also, if you'd rather do that.
Yeah, that'll show him. Okay. No, I'll just settle. Wait, is there a way, if there are 8 wolves around Gretchen...
There aren't 8 anymore.
How many are there now?
I just shot one of them.
Is it 6? Because Gretchen killed one? Or it hasn't died yet?
There's 7 up, but you have reason to believe that one is going to fall very soon.
Then yeah, I'll cast the shatter to hit Gretchen and the 4 wolves.
Okay.
Gretchen and the 4 wolves, my new indie punk band.
It's pretty sweet.
Aww.
So that's good. I'll ready that.
Cool. Sounds good. And that takes us to the wolves. So first, the one goes down. I'm gonna have them come at Gretchen first.
You know, I will say I killed a lot of wolves today.
Yeah, you killed, like, 2 or 3 wolves.
I killed
more
wolves
than you normally do.
Yeah, I mean, in my day-to-day life, 0 wolves killed.
In fact, in your day-to-day life, you're probably trying to stop wolves from getting killed. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's part of my job, you would say.
Like, negative
wolves negative kills. Wolves killed, yeah.
Sam, what's the damage?
I think you're getting hit a lot. What's your AC again? 20?
Yeah.
You get hit 4 times.
That's not good.
Woo, they rolled better this time.
Yeah, they rolled way better this time.
Good job. I might actually die then from the shattering. That's okay. If I go down, do you want to hit that rune?
Just spam that
sense.
Button.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I guess I won't go down immediately since I can relentlessly endure, but you know.
Yeah,
depending
no, for
on how
sure.
much damage I do right now.
Yeah, we can just take a mulligan on today if this doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
22
damage?
Yep.
Alright, it's fine.
And I need 4 strength saving throws.
Oh, okay. That's 21. That's 19. That's 20.
Nice.
That's 14.
You're up.
Sweet.
Nice. Asian. Where are these rolls on the attack roll?
I know, right? I get these good ones, like, when I don't need them as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, them knocking you prone really doesn't do anything. Because they would just, you would just stand back up and go back to slapping them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 4 coming at Gimbal.
Hooray.
You can do it.
They spent all of their good rolls.
Maybe.
19, 21, 23, and... 6.
Woof.
I get hit 3 times. I'm going to have one of those. But it doesn't matter.
4.
Take it.
6.
I'll have it.
7.
Ah, I'm down.
Okay. Oh, there's the last one, too. So then set that bomb off. Oh, I guess I have to roll these, right?
Yeah, con save.
4 con saves, and then 1 from you as well, Mary.
Oh, okay.
18, 4, 13, and 7.
Alright, so that's 1 pass, Sam. Nice.
Mary, what'd you get?
Oh, I got a 9.
Oh no.
That's a fail.
I know. It's fine. I said it was fine.
It's okay, though. The more things we murder, the more money we eventually get from
Clint. So that's 22 total damage or half on a save. So 22 right. or 11.
I'm going to relentlessly endure. Fine, I got it. I'm good. I'm like coughing up blood.
I go, sorry.
It's okay, I said it was fine.
That came out pretty heavy.
Oh, God.
Everything other than Gretchen that you hit goes down.
Hey!
How many wolves are left in total? Just four?
Six. Ah. There were two next to Gretchen that were out of range of the blast.
All right.
And then the four that are your buddies.
All right. I think it's Gretchen's turn.
It is Gretchen's turn.
I'm gonna cough up a tooth, I think, and then I'm going to chop those two wolves that are next to me. Or maybe. We'll see.
Chop them. Give them the chop.
Oh, it's a 24?
Yeah.
It's like a, nice. It's the chop, right? Okay. And that is 11 damage.
Nice.
And then I'm going to chop the second one with a 20. Not natural.
There it is.
It's not natural, though. And then we got a 10.
Yeah, you gave them the chop.
Yeah, those are both down.
So they're dead.
I forgot to roll before. They do not know where that explosion came from.
Okay.
So, Karen, if you want to continue to be a Heidi boy, you can continue to be a Heidi boy.
That is absolutely hilarious. Okay, that's good to know.
But you don't have to make that decision yet because it's Gimbal's turn. What you doing, Gimby?
I'm rolling a death saving throw.
Good thinking.
Oh, no.
9. That is one thumb down.
One thumb down.
Cool.
And then we're on Faeron.
Okay.
I mean, you could do something if you know those two wolves next to you are going to just fall apart.
Yeah, there are four kind of away from you guys. They're going to run up to you next turn, presumably.
Are they going to eat your body?
Right, so the two wolves that are right next to both of us...
They're dead.
...are dead.
Yeah, they're going to fall apart, for sure.
And there's four wolves over by Gimbal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you do damage to a person who's dead, is that two
I think
fails?
It's one death save if you do damage to someone
okay,
that's dead.
Okay, I just had one death save.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me?
Well, I just
well, he's thinking,
thinking like,
if he does an AoE... Then Gretchen can heal you on her turn.
Yeah.
Right, if I do Shatter Centered on you, I could kill all the wolves around you.
And I could heal you.
Yeah. Throw me in the trash.
I got thrown in the trash. We're all just eating trash today.
No, that's
fantasy raccoons.
Because at this point, I'd rather just clear this out, and this way if we roll a 4 again, we're good to go. It's a freebie for next time.
No, that's my family motto. Throw me in the trash.
let me see something really quick.
Is that a Dryblatt family matter motto or a Glitter Gear family motto?
I think I've adopted it as my own personal family motto as of right now.
Okay, then
I don't
want to
put that on any of my ancestors.
Okay,
I'm going
but your progeny, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're trash.
I'm going to stand up and shout, "It was only a ruse!" And then, I'm going to cast Shatter at the third level, centered on Gimbal.
Cool, take a death save there, Gimbal.
You're just taking a fail on this one.
Or no, you don't roll it. You just fail it.
Oh, man, I rolled a natural 20.
You would have come up with 1 HP. That's a shame. Should have rolled that in the last one.
Shut up, you.
So I could have killed you right now. Okay, so I need con saves from all of them, Sam.
Yep. 4, 20, 14, and another 4.
So only the 20 passes.
Okay.
And this was... 24 damage, so 24 or 12.
This time, everything, including Gimbal, remains dead.
One of them survived. Oh. The one that passed survived.
How's it looking?
Angry.
Alright.
And that takes us to the wolves.
The wolf.
The wolf, right. Well, the wolves, two of whom fall apart, so now it's the wolf. And he's going to come at Gretchen? Or no, he's going to come at Farron, because he's upset by the ruse.
I'm going to protect
for the first
him.
Time, for the first time in this fight, I'm going to roll without advantage.
Oh, shit. Well, that makes sense.
Because wolves have pack tactics, so if they're, like, right next to each other, they have advantage. Because, like, they're distracting you, I guess.
You're also going to roll a disadvantage. I'm going to protect Farron, so.
Aha.
16 to hit.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. I'm going to use one of my Bardic Inspirations to remove a D8 from that roll.
Sweet.
Which is that dice. That's a D10. It's not the one I want. I want this one. So we're going to take 6 off of that guy.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Which is a miss. It is.
Mm-hmm. All right, Big G, what you thinking?
Give me one life, please.
Yeah, if I go
kill... see... Not finish it. We can heal him after.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to
die.
Oh,
no, you're right. Yeah.
He's like
I'm
about
going to die.
To die.
Right now.
I forgot the turn order. You're right.
How much do you want? Just like a little bit?
I literally just want one health.
Give him as much as you want. We're going to sleep after this.
So Lay on Hands has a range of touch, right?
I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head.
What, does Cure Wounds have a range of touch?
No. Hang on. Lay on Hands would make sense. They actually have to lay on hands, though. But let me... That's also touch. I can do Aid, which will give you 5 hit points.
That's fine. Whatever brings me back to life.
That is 30 feet.
Yeah, I would be up in that.
Okay, I'm going to cast Aid.
Okay.
So both Farron and Gimbal get 5. I can't give it to myself, right?
I don't know.
I don't know how these things work when it's like...
That's not how aid is transmitted.
Choose up to 3 creatures within range. Can I choose myself?
Yeah. Are you a creature?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so each target's hit point max and current hit points increases by 5 for up to 8 hours.
Okay, those are temporary.
Solid.
Yeah.
So if you guys loiter here for 8 hours,
I will just die.
Gimbal's going to go back down.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah. Does that go on temporary hit points? How fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Good so turn. I prefer to think that I've come back, but I'm like right on the edge between life and death, existing in the shadow world.
Where Yu-Gi-Oh! Losers live. I don't want to date the podcast.
That show just came out. It rules.
That new
I'm
show.
Still looking forward to that show.
Yeah, that's when it comes out next year.
And now, Gimbal, you're up.
Really? I'm going to freaking snipe this wolf kill. I'm going to shoot that little bad boy. How about a 16?
That hits?
Yeah, it does. And it's right up near Farron's face, right?
Yeah. It also has 3 HP,
okay,
so you might not
dead.
Need to roll. Yeah.
Great.
You won the battle.
Oh, God.
We did it, guys. We Sucks. Beat those 15 wolves. That's a lot of wolves, though. Like,
I hated
that. We severely affected this ecosystem.
Can I get my arrows back, please?
You can get half of them.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to wander up to you, Gimbal, with my hand on your head and give you 10 HP. Like, real ones.
All right, I mean, are we not just going back to rest?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's good. That way you won't die in your sleep if we time this out wrong.
That's fair.
I think we should always, if we succeed in a thing, we should always at least roll to see what the next one is before we,
that's
like,
true.
Slap the rune.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Yep.
In case we get, like, a really easy one that we
you're
can
right.
just, like...
All right,
then,
so
if
what
that's
gonna...
your plan, you should take a short rest and, like, get yourself as pumped as
possible.
But don't
possible. We only get back half our hit dice on a long rest?
Right.
So yeah, you but should... you could take a short rest that's only uses half your hit dice.
That's true.
You don't have to use all your hit dice.
I'm already like down to half of my hit dice.
Oh, yep. Well then you shouldn't do that then.
Yeah.
What if we so let's just go to the next thing and I'm just going to ready an action of if there we have to fight anything that isn't like a sick baby or like in just like 2 sick babies. If it's like 15 sick babies, I'm not taking any chances.
And by sick
people.
Baby, you mean a baby with an illness, not a baby with like sunglasses on and an electric guitar
and a cigarette in its mouth. Yeah, no, I would party with that baby. We wouldn't run from that either. But yeah, no, I would fight an ill baby, like iron lung.
Now, when you say an ill
house
baby,
rules. Not like Run DMC in a baby.
I'm gonna cure wounds on myself just while you guys are chatting about
while we're
babies.
Riffing. While we're riffing over here,
while we're shooting the shit. Well, you know, I'm classic. I gotta harvest something off a kill. Can I cut off a wolf tail?
No, it makes me too sad.
He's gonna make a butt plug and go to
no,
conventions.
No, I'm gonna do that.
It turns to dust in your hand.
Ah, okay. I can't harvest
that's
anything
crazy.
Off of this wolf.
Does anyone else need some HP? How you guys doing?
If you're throwing it around, I feel terrible, but I don't know, like...
Realistically, I don't think it's gonna make a difference.
Yeah,
like,
me
we're
neither.
Gonna maybe do one more of these mats.
Okay. Hey, Skimble, do you want 10 more just for funsies?
If you're giving them out.
Yeah, here you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, you've already pretty much locked yourself into this not being the one where you go the distance. So you might as well do your best to get one more thing checked off.
All right.
Unlike
take
Hercules.
7 HP. Take them.
Yes, ma'am. No, it's fine. I'll cast Cure Wounds on myself. That was 7.
Just casting a lot of Cure Wounds over here.
Cure? I'm just touching myself, trying to cure these
Famesies.
Wounds. Oh, how about that, baby?
Alright, I'm feeling okay. Not like the best I've ever felt, but not totally in the trash.
I feel about half as good as I feel on a normal day.
Yeah.
Better
I
than
feel
you
like
expect
I could...
for being killed by wolves.
And then I blew you up. That was pretty cool.
They blew both of us up. Good. Oh, thanks, Farron. You made very tough decisions. I respect that.
Wait, what happened? Did something happen?
Yep.
I had to make a very tough call. Your acting was incredible, by the way. How you just died like that, and then you didn't wake up after I exploded you. Just incredible work.
You did what?
What?
He exploded me too. It's fine.
Well.
And I lived through it. It was horrible.
She
turned
out like a goddamn champion.
Oh, God.
And I exploded it real hard.
A lot of my skin came off.
Man, you were Hiroshima and I was Nagasaki, am I right?
I don't understand the reference.
I don't know what
that
means.
Did I say that in my character voice or no?
I mean, I guess Gretchen's talking to Tyler, which is kind of weird.
Whoa!
Hey, what's Gimbal's max HP?
32. It's not good.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't kill him.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was thinking about.
It's plus 5, right now.
No, if the shatter had been as much as Gimbal's max HP, it's an insta kill.
Wow.
And I did roll 4d8 on that one. Ooh, so it was definitely
taking my tiny life in your hands.
Oh God,
it's gonna be close.
All right.
Do you want me to roll another hundo?
Yeah. Unless Tyler, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it this time.
Do it, Tyler.
We'll take turns.
All right, come on, sick baby.
Woo woo.
Oh, one.
That's a sick baby for sure.
Or it's gonna be like the worst.
You find six babies.
76 babies.
Babies.
That's a lot of babies. This is like Muslim hell.
What?
Yeah.
Instead of 76 virgins, it's 76.
All right,
babies.
Roseanne.
That's like
I guess they would be virgins, wouldn't they? Ew.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they don't explain that in the Quran. You gotta wait.
Cool. So, do you guys want to hear about the huge thing that wants to fight you?
Yes.
Is it gonna fight us?
It's another tree ant. This one, not crying acid, but much bigger.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about this dude. I'm gonna light his ass on fire.
Yep. Okay.
Try it. Just see what happens.
Well, crit fail on the initiative there.
Oh,
we're doing this. Okay.
Try it.
Let's give it a shot.
No, you don't want to, Zach. You want to hit the button?
No, you know what? Let's give it a shot.
I got a 14.
Baron?
I got a 23.
Start us off.
Alright, I would like to, yeah, I guess just shoot at it with my short bow, and, like, my aim here is for the arrow to, like, stick into its bark.
Okay.
So that's the real goal here. I just want to get an arrow inside this thing. That is a... What's that? 18.
18 hits?
And that is 8 piercing damage. And I would like to back away from it 30 feet.
Okay.
It's by itself, right? Like, we don't see any other, yes, like, weird little henchmen? Okay, yeah.
It is by itself for now, yes. And that takes us to Gretchen.
Hello.
Every time.
It's just, you know, I'm assuming this thing is very strong. It's a really big tree, right?
Probably.
It's a very, very, very big tree.
Okay, I'm going to cast Moonbeam on it.
Okay. Bulbasaur, let's relax.
It's not Solar Beam, I don't have to charge it, it just goes. So basically it says, a beam of pale light shines down in a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder centered on a point that I can see. When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it is engulfed in ghostly flames that cause searing pain, must make a constitution saving throw, 2d10 radiant damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful one. If it's a shape changer...
I don't think it is.
It fails the save, it turns back into its original form. I just want to throw that out there, just in case, like, a dude pretending to be a tree.
Okay. And, sorry, what kind of save was that again?
Constitution.
This big, hardy tree... gonna make a constitution saving throw.
I don't know, that one's gonna do with a strength save, which also seemed bad.
3 plus 5 equals 8.
That does not do it. So you take 2d10 radiant damage.
Oh, ghostly flame. Now, ghostly does that flames ghostly flame engulf that tree like as much as real flame?
Radiant damage, not fire damage. It's a bright light.
Okay.
2d10.
It's even more infuriating when you cast Sacred Flame and realize that it's radiant damage and not fire damage.
All right, so it takes
more
12.
Sacred than flame.
12 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Or wait, yeah. Or hang on, was it the tree's turn? Sorry, I was supposed to do it at the start of its turn, not right when I cast it.
It takes damage at the start of its turn?
It says, yeah.
Which is the save. Oh. Well, it was its turn. It was its turn next, so we can just say that was that.
Great.
Okay.
And then, if it's still there next turn, does that happen again?
I'm not sure. It says
like,
when
is it just the column of light hanging out? What's the duration on it?
It lasts for up to a minute. It says when it enters the spell's area for the first time or starts its turn there.
Okay, so it's going to scooch 5 feet to its right.
Oh.
So it doesn't happen again next turn.
Unless it moves into it for some reason.
Just keep the light between you and it.
Yeah. You guys can do that too.
And then it claps two of its branches together. And then starts wiggling twigs on the end of it, like fingers, and points at trees on either side of Farron, which both animate.
Fuck.
Let's get out of here.
Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.